As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday. Whoops. This is Thursday. Thursday. Forgot to change my date in here, printed it out. Oh, boy. Welcome to our Thursday. Yeah, that's live, all right. November the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Got all these little systems for freedom. Sometimes they bite me in the bottom. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions for you when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. For those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out this morning, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3, Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals spike higher following the Federal Open Market Committee meeting. We'll talk about that in a moment. Midterm election results spell bad news for the green weenie crap and trade markets. We'll go there as well. European austerity measures coming to a state near you. It's on the browser. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $31.50 an ounce. You heard me right. Up $31.50 an ounce this morning at $1,380.30. Silver, big move, strong move in silver as well, up 72 cents at $25.56 an ounce. Platinum up $42 at $1,745 an ounce. And palladium up 28 bucks at $673 an ounce. Yeah, buddy, that's the good news I wanted to give you. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning are rather widespread, $29.10 in there. But the low is at $1,353.10 for the low. The high is at $1,382.20 this morning for a high. But at $1,380.30, your gold is up $287.80 an ounce, for a 26.36% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price of gold at $1,361, and it skyrocketed, jumping $21 above that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will have to wait until we come back from this message from our sponsors. Do stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Thursday, November the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Good news for all the gold bulls out there, all the gold bugs, the precious metal investors. Good news in the markets this morning. Gold up $31.50 an ounce at $1,380.30 an ounce. Silver up 72 cents at $25.56 an ounce. Platinum up $42 at $1,745. And palladium up 28 at $673 an ounce. The SPDR gold shares this morning holding 1,292.19 metric tons in their exchange-traded fund, an electronic exchange-traded fund, the SPDR, like Spider, the Spider on the corner of the web, the World Gold Council there, $55.9 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 26 to 11,215. The NASDAQ closed up 7 at 2,540, and the S&P 500 closed up 4 at 1,198. Crude oil this morning, big news there this morning on crude oil. Goes up $1.67 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, now costing people $86.36 to deliver them in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, going the other direction, drops 50 basis points, moving down to 75.80, which, of course, impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie trading and exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 99 cents, coming up 33 basis points. The Mexican peso up 32 points at 8 cents U.S. The euro strong and moving higher, up 71 basis points against the U.S. dollar at $1.42. The British pound tearing the top off the pound there, up 95 basis points, almost a full point move. at $1.63, and the Swiss franc this morning moves up 42 basis points again as the U.S. dollar declines 50 basis points. The Swiss franc this morning is at $1.03 U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond continues its depressingly low yield. The two-year bond at 0.32%, the 10-year at 2.51, and the 30-year at 4.06. The mortgage market this morning, reflecting those low bond rates, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 3.84%. These are fixed mortgages, fixed-rate mortgages, not the adjustable ones, not the toxic ARM, but the fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 3.84% to 3.62%, almost unheard of interest rates here on real estate mortgages, and the 30-year moves down from 4.47% to 4.24%. The prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25%. The gold-silver ratio this morning is 53.98 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. The AM Kitco Metal Roundup, COMEX gold sharply higher as U.S. dollar sees more pressure selling, or more selling pressure in the wake of QE. Well, here it is, November the 4th, Jim Wyckoff, or Wyckoff, writing for Bloomberg. COMEX gold prices are trading sharply higher Thursday morning, hitting a fresh three-week high in what has been a volatile past 18 hours of trading in the wake of the highly anticipated Federal Open Market Committee quantitative easing announcement on Wednesday afternoon. The U.S. dollar index has come under more strong selling pressure, which has brought keen investor buying interest back into the gold market. December, COMEX gold last traded up $35 at $1,372.60, and spot gold was last quoted up $23.50 at $1,372.75. And again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold was up $31.50 at $1,380.30 for spot gold. Wednesday afternoon, we talked about this yesterday morning, anticipating this FOMC report. The Wednesday afternoon's Federal Reserve's FOMC statement roiled many markets at first. The $600 billion initial stimulus package was on the high end of the market expectations. You know, we're talking about $250 to $500 billion and then maybe more. Well, they come in with $600 billion and it really shook up the markets. However, markets overnight appear to have come to the consensus that the U.S. government wants to continue to deflate its currency by printing dollars. Investors worldwide also now reckon the U.S. stimulus move by the Federal Reserve was unilateral and may serve to unsettle other major industrial nations. This scenario is fully U.S. dollar bearish and gold-silver market bullish. So people are not happy with the U.S. dollar, going to get out of the U.S. dollar. We've been asking you to consider that for some time, myself personally, over 2 years. But, you know, this is where things are going this morning. The U.S. dollar index is trading solidly lower on Thursday morning after setting a fresh 11-month low in late trading Wednesday. Yesterday afternoon, after this FOMC market report came out, the dollar index remains technically and fundamentally very weak, which has been and continues to be bullish for the precious metals. The value of the U.S. dollar against the other major currencies will continue to be an important market factor for the precious metals. Any strong rebound in the U.S. dollar index in the near term would likely only be temporarily bearish for gold, in other words, bringing it down, to likely produce a significant downside near-term correction in an overall price uptrend. However, the gold market has enough strong fundamentals and technical factors in its favor that even a sustained near-term rally in the U.S. dollar index is not likely to change the overall bearish posture of the gold market. Right? That's a pretty good report this time. Wyckoff riding well this morning. And let's just go in here and see if I can find this little bad boy here. over to this one and take a look at that. Not that one. Not this one. Not that one. Not that one. Well, I guess I don't see it here. So let's just go back over here and see my EconoDay reports. Okay, just stick with me here for a minute. Got to scroll through until I find the right one that I'm looking for. Here it is. Bingo. A lot on the browser this morning. The FOMC meeting announcement. Now, this we had to wait until this morning to report on. Came out yesterday at 2:15 p.m. The Fed decided to buy an insurance policy on keeping the recovery going, but the premium may be expensive. Now, I'm reading right off the EconoDay.com website, the FOMC meeting from yesterday. You can find it for yourself. It's rather lengthy. I won't cover every word in it, but it's important to understand that all of these various and sundry economists and the economy writers and stuff like that, they pour over these reports and they just go through them word by word by word and try and figure out, you know, with their Ouija boards and all that, just what is actually being said, because they know that every word that comes out of these gangster banksters' mouth, it has the ability to change the marketplace. Well, the Feds left rates unchanged but voted for buying an additional $600 billion in long-term treasuries. Okay, long-term treasuries, would that be the 30 years? Value, kind of returning an interest rate of 4.06% this morning. You can see why these treasury yields are low, all right? If it's the Fed that's buying all the treasuries, they adjust the rates and then they buy it. So it's like free money. Yeah, free money. Come and get it. You can have all you want. Nobody else wants this toxic garbage, but they buy it anyway. It's up against your children, you know. It's a pledge against your children. This is theft. It's theft against future generations. Well, we'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, just taking a look at this Federal Open Market Committee report here on the Econoday website, trying to figure out just what was said yesterday that has caused gold to go up this morning, $31.50, and silver's up 72. Good news for the gold bugs, bad news for the dollar. Well, it's all bearish for the dollar, right? All right, so let's go back into it again. The Fed funds target rate remains at a range of 0 to 0.25. where it has been since December of 2008. That's why we don't report on the target rate. It's 0.25, and then 3 points above that, you find your prime rate. So it's prime plus, it's that, and then on when you go out to borrow money, it's always prime plus so many points. Anyway, the statement retained language that the target rate will likely remain exceptionally low for an extended period. So nobody's looking for the target rate to go up at any time soon. Again, the focus was on low rates of resource utilization, subdued inflation, and stable inflation expectations. All right? Inflation is really important in all of this. Remember the other day when Benjamin Shalom Bernanke was out talking about getting the media and other people to assist and getting folks to think that inflation is coming? Inflation is, well, you know inflation is coming, but if people think or perceive that inflation is coming, they'll rush out and they'll buy two of these and three of those instead of one at a time, all right? All that does, yes, it stimulates the economy in the immediate term, but in the long term, it takes money out of the economy. You know, we've seen that before. They give away the Cash for Clunkers program, or they give away a bonus deal on housing. People rush out and get their house months or maybe even a year early just so they can get that $8,000 free money from the government. And then they don't buy another next year. And they buy a car this year because they get the Cash for Clunkers deal. Then they don't buy another car for 15 years. Well, it doesn't really help. It just hurries it up and puts a lot of sales into 1 month. You get a real nice 1 month expectation there. But after that, things are not so good. There was little change in the statement's characterizations of the economy, noting that the pace of recovery in output and employment continues to be slow. All right, they don't want to talk about depression. They want to continue to believe the Rubini pipe dream that the recession ended last year. Nonsense. Information received since the Federal Open Market Committee met in September, Pilgrim, confirms that the pace of recovery in output and employment continues to be slow. Household spending is increasing gradually. Well, why is your household spending increasing gradually? Because the prices are going up. That's your real inflation. That's your felt inflation. The prices are going up. That's why people are spending more. I certainly haven't been bringing home any more groceries, but those few that I do bring in the house are certainly costing me more and more and more. Continuing, but remains constrained by high unemployment. People are unemployed. They're not going to be buying much, although I guess people on unemployment live far better than I do. Modest income growth? I haven't seen any income growth in years. Lower housing wealth? Well, yeah. Tight credit? Yeah, that too. Business spending on equipment and software is rising. Buying software. Isn't it amazing? You can't, with a Windows operating system, you can't go 30 days without upgrading to the latest version of something. Though less rapidly than earlier in the year, while investment in non-residential structures continues to be weak. What are we talking about there? This is the commercial market. Non-residential structures. This is the commercial market, right? These are all the strip malls that are standing empty. These are all the buildings for, you know, putting a machine shop together that aren't being built because there's just no economy to support building a machine shop right now. Employers remain reluctant to add to payrolls. And why should they? With all of this nonsense coming down about the Obamacare, you know, costs and so on and so forth, who would want to add on more employees? Housing starts continue to be depressed. Long-term inflation expectations have remained stable, but measures of underlying inflation have trended lower in recent quarters. All right, this is the FOMC. This is a long quote here. And the price of the gold just went through the roof on the backside of this report. Regarding the vote for QE2, quantitative easing 2, creating money out of nothing, loaning it into existence at interest, the additional purchases of treasuries are on top of the Fed's existing plan to reinvest paydown on agency debt and mortgage-backed securities into longer-term treasuries. So they just keep refining and keep rolling the debt over, right? Basically, assuming the Fed follows through, the Fed's balance sheet. Let's talk about the Fed's balance sheet. I don't think you could balance this thing, not even on a steak knife. The Fed's balance sheet by the end of the second quarter will be at least $2.9 trillion, up from a little over $1 trillion prior to the start of quantitative easing. They've added $2 trillion more on top of the $1 trillion that they already were holding on their balance sheet. The vote for the statement was 10-1, with Kansas City Fed President Thomas Hoenig dissenting. Now, he doesn't call himself Thomas Hoenig. It's Hoenig. H-O-E-N-I-G. That's why I call Boner, Boner, not Boehner, right? I mean, they're just doing something creative with phonetics. Hoenig believed the risks of additional securities, this is a quote, purchases outweighed the benefits. Mr. Hoenig also was concerned that this continued high level of monetary accommodation increased the risk of future financial imbalances and over time would cause an increase in long-term inflation expectations that could destabilize the economy. This is 10-1. This is the dissenting opinion on the Fed board there. And this guy is right. Kansas City Fed President Thomas Hoenig. The bottom line, I mean, see, somebody has to be correct. Somebody has to say it the way it really is, and then they give it all of the window dressing and all the chocolate frosting. That came from the other 10. The bottom line is the Fed is keeping with the liquidity coming, keeping that liquidity coming, maintaining downward pressure on longer-term treasuries. On the news, equities dipped marginally. In a separate announcement, the New York Fed gave additional details regarding implementation of planned purchases for the Fed's balance sheet. The FOMC also directed the desk to continue to the desk. They use a capital D there, the desk. It's like the desk. What is the desk? I don't know. I wonder if somebody sits at the desk. Or does the desk just dictate what happens? Maybe the desk is a computing system. I don't know. To continue to reinvest principal payments from agency debt and agency mortgage-backed securities into longer-term treasury securities based on current estimates, comma, the desk expects to reinvest $250 billion to $300 billion over the same period, though the realized amount of reinvestment will depend on the evolution of actual principal payments, close quote. Now, these are the kind of words that shake the marketplace. However, continues, this $250 billion to $300 billion was already part of the Fed's plan from the prior FOMC statement to try to keep the balance sheet from unwinding from paydown. Unwinding from paydown. You know, like getting out of debt. Quote, taken together, the desk anticipates conducting $850 billion to $900 billion of purchases of longer-term securities through the end of the second quarter. This would result in an average purchase pace of roughly $110 billion a month, representing about $75 billion per month associated with additional purchases and roughly $35 billion per month associated with reinvestment purchases, close quote. Shook up the market, these words did. Purchases of nominal coupon treasury securities will be in the range of 1.5 years through 30 years, although most will be in the 2.5 year to 10 year range. The New York Fed anticipates that assets purchased will have an average duration of between 5 and 6 years. Well, that's the FOMC meeting report. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So let's take a look and see what else is happening in the Econoday calendar with that FOMC report behind us now. Again, back to the Econoday website. You can look at the calendar each and every morning, on certainly on Bloomberg as well. You just have to dig around quite a bit to find it. But if you follow the link, economic calendar, you'll see the whole week laid out. It's quicker to go to Econoday.com, however. Just looking at what's happening today, we've got the motor vehicle sales out today. MBA purchase applications is out. Monster Index is out today. Jobless claims is out. Productivity is out. What else have we got coming up? Fed balance sheet will be out later this afternoon. Money supply will be out late this afternoon. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Friday morning, employment situation is going to be out. Thomas Honig is going to speak, and this is the one dissenter. This is the guy that doesn't like any more QE. So we'll be looking for his report tomorrow morning. And then the consumer credit will come out tomorrow afternoon. Bernanke speaks tomorrow afternoon late. Jeffrey Lacker is going to speak again tomorrow. So anyway, all of that. Let's go in and see what we've got on the browser this morning. The Monster Employment Index. All right. Monster Employment Index. We share these things with you, not so much to just drag you down into the dust with all of the economic news, but so that you can learn how to find all of this information for yourself. You know, it's not exactly the most illuminating news radio to talk about this stuff, but I never have felt comfortable having to depend, and certainly as a shortwaver before I got on the internet, having to depend on the various broadcasters to give this kind of news out. If you're out there listening on AM or FM radios, or out there listening on a shortwave radio, you don't have an internet-connected computer, you kind of lost, you know. And if you don't know where to find this information, you know, this is the dominion of the marketeers. So we just give it to you straight from the horse's mouth. The Monster Employment Index slipped 2 points to 136. Of course, who cares? They're just numbers. These are index numbers. These are points on a chart, right? Anyway, the Monster Employment Index slipped 2 points to 136 to indicate a slowing in online help wanted volume. All right, the Monster Employment Index, online help wanted volume. So you go up to the job bank and you visit with Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com, find out about this international job bank, so to speak. But there's a slowing in online help wanted volume. Well, what does that mean? That means if employers aren't posting job requests for applications online, there are no jobs out there. And so as fewer and fewer postings come on, it just reflects that there's fewer and fewer jobs in the market. Most categories were steady in the month, with weakness centered in management positions. We don't need any management positions. And accommodation and food services, all right? So I guess they got all the janitors, they got all the bed makers, they got all of the hamburger turners that they can use, and America's flat out of industry. That's it, all right? If you don't work at the local Holiday Inn, vacuuming floors, making beds, and, you know, washing out the Johnny Bowls, well, you just don't have a job in America. Jobless claims, on the other hand, are swinging up and down a bit, yet it's not because of special factors. I don't know what that means, but this is what they've said. Initial claims climbed to 457 in the October 30 week. Now, this is the kind of number that we anticipate, okay? They've been fudging it like crazy lately. But the consensus was, the consensus range they were looking for was somewhere between 430,000 and 450,000. The consensus going into the report was 443. Where did it come out? 457,000. That's rather shocking, all right? That's going to impact the market versus the 437 in the prior week. So you just keep adding these together. These are initial jobless claims. Last week, 437. That's almost a half a million people. This week, 457,000. All right? The swing's focus attention on the four-week average, which rose a mild 2,000 to 456,000. So over the last 4 weeks, we've been having 456,000 new applications for unemployment claims, 456,000 a week. That's the average. Continuing claims extend their cyclical decline. In other words, people are running out of they're on the other end of the spectrum. And these reports are telling about the people that are just fresh off standing in the line. And when they talk about continuing claims, these are the people that have gotten all of their extensions. And when you hear that the continuing claims are in decline, it's because people are running out on the other end of the spectrum. Continuing claims extend their cyclical decline down 42,000 to 4.34 million people in the October 23rd week. 4.34 million people. What's the population of Seattle? What's the population of your town? There's 700 people that live in Exeter, Missouri. 4.34 million people, no jobs, all right? They ain't going to go up and shop at Walmart today. They're not going to be buying a flat plate TV, right? The unemployment rate for insured workers fell one-tenth for a second straight week to 3.4%. And those numbers are probably fudged, but nevertheless, that's what they're reporting. Today's report is a mixed underscore by a jump higher for those on emergency compensation and extended benefits. Still, the month-on-month readings show mild improvement, pointing to mild improvement for tomorrow's monthly employment report. Well, we'll see whether or not there's any mild improvement tomorrow morning when we report the monthly employment report. Let's pick this one up, productivity and cost. Now, you could fire all of your employees until you get down to just the boss and his wife, and they're the only ones that are making widgets on the floor of the factory, and you could report really high production because your labor cost to output are just absolutely down to nothing. And that's kind of what we're looking at here. Non-farm productivity, quarter-to-quarter change. The consensus range was from 0 to 2.5. The consensus was looking for a 1.7, and what they got was 1.9, so we got a little bit more productivity. The profits picture is good for at least the near term as productivity rebounded in the third quarter. These are really low numbers, folks. I wouldn't get excited. It's not time for party hats and whistles yet, all right? Non-farm business productivity rose an annualized 1.9% in the third quarter. You notice how they always take out all the farm numbers? It's always non-farm. You know, got to get all the non-farm out of it. What we're talking about is factory workers, I guess. Standing there at the turret lathe making widgets by the barrel full. The consensus had forecast 1.7% boost in productivity. Unit labor costs edged down an annualized 0.1% in the third quarter, following a rise of 1.3% in the second quarter, blah, blah, blah. The favorable productivity and cost numbers were largely due to an improvement in output growth. You can have an improvement in output growth and still have high unemployment by just simply bringing in a machine, a CNC, you know, machine, some kind of a computer-assisted machine to run that lathe, and you just let Jose and Hose B go. You don't need them anymore. You've got greater productivity, but you have less employment, all right? And anyway, and it continues. Let's take the last of this one. Here's another one. It's a longer story. This off Bloomberg. Grant Smith, November the 4th, writing for Bloomberg. Oil rose to a six-month high in New York. Of course, you know, they don't deliver New York. They don't deliver oil in New York. All of the crude comes into, you know, Oklahoma. Oil rose to a six-month high in New York. This is speculation. There's stock markets and stuff like that. After the Federal Reserve said it will expand record measures to spur the economy in the U.S., the world's biggest crude consumer. We're crude, all right. We are a crude consumer. Prices climbed for a fourth day, the longest rising streak since September. Prices climbing for 4 days in a row, the longest rising streak since September. As the Fed's measures, again, every article now today is going to have something to do with this FOMC committee report. As the Fed's measures weakened the dollar and boosted investor demand for commodities, people getting out of the dollar, take your money and go out the back door quickly. Get everything out of your safety deposit box. Get out of the bank. The central bank yesterday said it'll buy an additional $600 billion of treasuries through June. Every article is going to have this little quote. Now you know where it comes from. U.S. gasoline stockpiles fell last week to the lowest in almost a year, according to government data. Stockpiles falling to the lowest level in almost a year. They can't do that if there's a lot of demand, right? They can't do that. They'd be having gas wars, and they'd have lines out by the gas station. They've got more gasoline than they need. That's why they have to let their stockpiles fall a bit. Quote, the rally will go on a little bit. There's certainly the potential to go above $90. All right, this morning, crude oil, $86.36 a barrel for 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. It was up $1.67 in early morning trading. And they're saying the rally will go on a little bit. There's certainly the potential to go above 90. So which day next week are we going to be reporting $90 oil?
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy.
The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so all of our listeners out there that blog and do that sort of thing, you know, if you look at the way these articles are crafted on Bloomberg and use the go back and look at the source material, you can find, you know, right where they got the kernel for the articles, then see how they build it up. But they're basically just using information that we've already discussed earlier in the broadcast to craft this particular article, which is to inform people or provide public notice about crude oil and why the hell a gasoline keeps going up so high at the gas station, which is really the only thing that people really care about. I mean, there are the speculators, there are the investors, and certainly on the Bloomberg website, a lot of speculators and investors look at this site, I guess. But anyway, crude for December delivery rose as much as $1.36 or 1.6% to $86.05 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Now, if they had to go down to Oklahoma with their money and handed over the barrel, they probably wouldn't be doing as much volatility in these marketplaces, but they don't. They sit there at their computers in their sweatpants, and they just tippy-tap this stuff, all these day traders and all these exchange guys. Anyway, some of them wear suits, some of them very expensive. That's the highest intraday price since May the 4th. The contract was at 85.71 at 11:47 a.m. at Eastern or London time. Brent crude for December settlement rose as much as $1.21, blah, 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 on the ICE Futures Europe Exchange in London. ICE Futures, all right? So again, ICE, what is ICE? You know, it's a quiz, here's a test. Well, ICE is the acronym for the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. This USDX, this morning off 50 points, basis points, at 75.80. The ICE Futures Europe Exchange in London, ICE, the ICE.com, theice.com, the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. It's a website I visit on a regular basis. Get these numbers, all right? That's what the ICE is. You wouldn't know that. Yeah, just be by reading the article. New York prices are in the longest rally since a four-day run through September the 27th. Futures are up 8.1%. So we have an increase of 8.1% this year on the crude oil. The U.S. currency's decline bolsters the appeal of commodities as an inflation hedge. That's the important line here. The U.S. currency's decline bolsters the appeal of commodities as an inflation hedge. So whether you're buying beans, soybeans, or others, whether you're buying wheat, whether you're buying cotton, whether you're buying copper, platinum, rhodium, iridium, strontium, or any of the other rare earth metals, and so on and so forth, that has greater appeal than getting into the U.S. dollar. Right? Record stimulus. Oil has advanced 5.3% this week. Blah, blah, blah. Fed policymakers, after a two-day meeting in Washington yesterday. How did they have a two-day meeting in Washington yesterday? Well, those people get a lot of work done, don't they? Said progress has been disappointingly slow. That's the quote. We read it to you right out of their report, out of their own quote, in bringing down joblessness from a 26-year high. The central bank left unchanged its pledge to keep interest rates near zero for a, quote, extended period. Oil may soar to more than $100 a barrel as nations turn to commodities as a refuge from the currency market. That's speculation, my friends. Not for a shortage of oil. We got a glut of oil. We've got more oil. We could all just be swimming in crude oil endlessly in abiotic crude oil. Yeah, we could fill our bathtubs with it. The falling value of the currency means that producing nations need to see the price per barrel rising just so they can stand still in terms of their own revenue. That's an interesting thing. The falling value of the currency means that producing nations, that would be Brazil, that would be Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Afghanistan, all the places that produce oil, the falling value of the currency means that producing nations need to see the price per barrel rising just so they can stand still in terms of revenue. Right? We got this petrodollar out there. So we're going to pay twice, three times, four times for all of this quantitative easing as Benjamin Bernanke and the boys start fudging the numbers. We're going to take it in the shorts. All right? The rest of the world still demands so many dollars, real dollars, for their oil, but we're going to take it in the shorts, all right, twice, because our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren are paying the interest debt when they loan this money into existence. Gasoline supplies, well, that's enough of that. Let's jump over here. We'll just talk about briefly. Republicans win most governorships, sweeping the Midwest on mounting discontent. Mounting discontent. Republicans won governorships from Democrats in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and at least nine other states, capitalizing on economic discontent to take a majority of U.S. state houses. The party won Midwestern presidential battlegrounds held by Democrats, including Iowa, Wisconsin, and Ohio, with promises to reduce spending and stoke the economy. All right, the party going to stoke the economy. Well, what did we just find out from the Fed? They ain't going to stoke the economy. With results still pending in three states, Republicans emerged from the 37 races yesterday to hold at least 29 offices, regaining the dominance they lost 4 years ago. The candidates were aided by voters who delivered a rebuke to the policies of usurper in congressional elections that gave Republicans control of the U.S. House and weakened Democrats' hold on the Senate. So we've moved up in the number of gubernatorial offices that we have. And then we moved up in the U.S. House of Representatives, and the weakness hold here is at the executive branch and in the Senate. They benefited from the national Republican tide, said Brad Coker, managing director of the Mason-Dixon Polling and Research, Inc., a Washington company that conducted surveys on state races. Quote, it's a trickle-down. A lot of these governors tried to nationalize this race. Right? Tried to nationalize this race. Very interesting wording there. Erecting obstacles. The Republicans said gaining control of states, including New Mexico, Florida, Pennsylvania, are expected to play a pivotal role in the 2012 election, which will impede the usurper's path to another term. Right? So they're already thinking 2 years out. Most people are still drunk from their hangover and their election party. All right, these guys are already thinking 2 and 4 and 8 years out. They're already looking at the 2012 election. So should we, don't you think? Republican control of the majority of 2012 swing states is a major roadblock to the president's re-election and a repudiation of his policies, says Haley Barbour. These states are the bellwethers of the nation. So there's a lot more to that article as well. Things aren't going particularly well for the green agenda, all right? Not doing particularly well for the green agenda. Let's see more about that. U.S. carbon contracts fall as Obama cools to cap and trade. What do you mean Obama cools to cap and trade? He stands to profit along with Al Gore and Soros and Strong and the rest of them from this. He's not cooled on it. He just doesn't have the strength in the House that he had. Simon Lomax writing for Bloomberg. Futures contracts in the U.S. Northeast carbon market fell to their lowest level in 6 weeks after Barry the usurper backed away from the national cap and trade program he once sought. All right, now he hasn't moved away from it. He's just changing the words. He's just changing the words. Cap and trade, here's a quote from the usurper. Cap and trade was just one way of skinning the cat. Just one way of skinning the cat. You live any place close to the White House, keep your cats at home. The usurper said at a White House news conference today, one day after the Democratic Party lost control of the House of Representatives to Republicans, the Democratic president set a cap and trade program in which companies buy and sell carbon dioxide allowances is not the only way to cut greenhouse gases. What are they selling? They're buying and selling carbon dioxide allowances. Once again, it's like going to Papa, the Pope, over at the Vatican. They're getting down, you know, kissing his toes and his ring fingers and things like that. Careful about which of those fingers you're kissing. And begging him for an indulgence. Oh, please, Papa, please, Papa, please. I want to marry my daughter. How much do I have to give the church to bury my daughter? Well, you know, so if GE wants to crap in their own mess kit, all right, they can go to the cap and trade system and they can buy an allowance. Same process, buying indulgences. They're still going to pollute. The old geezer is still doing his daughter. He just wants to have the indulgence. He wants to have the blessing of Papa, all right? I'm going to be looking for other means to address this problem. So in other words, it ain't over yet, baby. And the fat lady ain't sung. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, November the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, kicking off the shoreline. Starting into our second hour of today, moving away from the dock, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. Looking at this carbon trading system, now in our second hour, in the first hour of this morning's broadcast, went into the Federal Open Market Committee report and some financial news. Moving, it's always financial news, man. If you can find a way to separate the finances out of all of this, let me know. Send me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'd like to know how that's done. But, continuing, we're looking at an article now off the Bloomberg website as regards the cap and trade, or as some say, crap and trade. This is bad news for the green weenies having Republicans taking a majority of the House, because the majority of the Republicans now in the House don't like cap and trade. All right? They're looking out for the interests of big business, but they're also looking out for the interests of the coal companies. You know, it was one of the big weaknesses here in the crap and trade system was that the usurper forgot all about all of the Teamsters that haul coal. He forgot all about all the miners that are in the mines, you know, digging the coal, you know, all of that, you know, all of the union people that are involved. They didn't get the support from the unions on crap and trade. That's why it's going into crapper. I'm going to be looking for other ways or other means to address this problem, the usurper said. Permits from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative for December fell 2 cents, or 1.1%, to $1.88 each. Yeah, that's right. You know, you can breathe for $1.88 for shares on the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. That's the Chicago Climate Futures Exchange. Chicago Climate Futures Exchange. Barry the Usurper? Chicago? Rahm Emanuel, matching a record low closing price set on September the 22nd. Each permit, also called an allowance, gives a power plant the right to emit 1 ton of carbon dioxide. So I guess carbon dioxide emissions are selling this morning on the Chicago Climate Futures Exchange for $1.88. That's right. You can poop 1 ton of carbon dioxide into the air for $1.88. Real scary, isn't it? The state-run carbon trading program covers plants from Maryland to Maine. It's an extortion racket. You know who's going to pay that $1.88? You are. U.S. Northeast carbon prices have fallen 18% this year as cap-and-trade legislation, which the usurper asked Congress to pass in February, stalled in the Senate. Record low? Prices touched $1.85, a record intraday low that was below the minimum allowable bid of $1.86 in carbon dioxide allowances. I mean, one of these days, folks, one of these mornings, if this goes this way, we're going to have the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, and the Chicago Climate Futures Exchange. That would be the CCFE, carbon market. Wow. Prices today, again, blah, blah, blah. The price of Northeast permits has been propped up. How many times have I used that word for you, Ernie? And shown you what I'm talking about here. When we talk about sustainable development, what are we doing? We're sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns. Concerns, as used in that phrase, does not mean the same as the hanky-wringing that the Green Weenies, the Sierra Club, the World Wildlife Federation, PETA, and the rest of them, this isn't the concern they're expressing when they're wringing their handkerchiefs over the poor little polar bears doing backstrokes in the Arctic Ocean while they're looking for an iceberg to climb out on to eat their baby seals for breakfast.
Here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, so that's about enough of that carbon stuff there anyway. You know, yeah, that's right. People are really, really concerned about the baby seals. You know, they make a big deal out of that, you know, coming out there and beating the baby seals to death with a club. It happens all the time. Polar bears can dispatch things up to walrus bulls, you know, really interesting. Here's another one, though, on the cap and trade. Just one way Northeast carbon market falls. They like to spin this a couple of different ways, collaboratively writing Kim Chipman and Simon Lomax, writing for Bloomberg. Barry the Usurper outdistanced himself from the cap, distanced himself from the cap and trade program. He wants back. He wants back. Man, 24 hours really changes things, doesn't it? Distanced himself from the cap and trade program. He wants back. Well, that's short-term memory loss. As the best tool to limit global warming, saying he wants to work with Republicans to find other ways to curb carbon emissions. Wow. Clever, aren't these writers? Cap and trade was just one way of skinning the cat. Obama said at a White House news conference yesterday, referring to a system in which companies buy and sell a declining number of pollution allowances, quote, "It was a means, not an end," he said. "I'm going to be looking for other means to address this problem." In other words, it's not going away. They're just going to rename it. Futures contract in the U.S. Northeast carbon market fell to their blah, blah, blah. All right, just goes on and on. Prices fall, blah, blah, blah. Here's a little bit more on a different level. We talk about nuclear, and understanding that nuclear power is a far better choice than this cap-and-trade thing, tilting Don Quixote's windmills and stuff like that. And that way you get 24/7 power and plenty of it right where you need it to. Chris Bork and Nicole Gouet are writing for Bloomberg. Clinton signs an accord ending a 25-year U.S. nuclear dispute with New Zealand. What's up with this? U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, signed an accord with New Zealand in Wellington today, marking the rebuilding of relations derailed 25 years ago by a nuclear feud. A nuclear feud. Feud. A nuclear feud. Clinton signed the Wellington Declaration. Oh, my God. Quote, unquote, capital W, capital D, Wellington Declaration. After attending a formal Maori welcome, the Maoris, okay, some kind of a circle dance, a drum circle or something, and meeting with senior members of New Zealand's government, including Prime Minister John Key. Her visit is part of a two-week trip. In other words, Hillary's having a two-week visit to New Zealand on the U.S. dime. Nice holiday there. Great vacation in the middle of winter. The U.S. is seeking to renew its relationship with New Zealand after the South Pacific country introduced legislation in 1984, now note this, that banned nuclear-powered and armed ships from entering its ports. All right? They're just saying no to the presence of the United States military. Banning nuclear-powered and armed ships from entering its ports. No, we don't want to see a Trident submarine here. We don't want to see that aircraft carrier, you know, docked, anchored off of shore. The law, passed by then-Prime Minister David Lang, damaged military, I'll say, and political ties, and ended New Zealand's involvement in ANZUS, A-N-Z, or Z-U-S, ANZUS, ANZUS, defense treaty that included Australia. The Wellington Declaration recognizes New Zealand as a leader in the Pacific, and a key contributor on the global stage, close quote, Clinton said. A leader in the Pacific and a key contributor on the global stage, just more actors and stakeholders. It commits us, careful, commits us, did she get Congress's approval on this? It commits us to working together more closely to confront those challenges we share as Pacific nations. Isn't it handy that the founders were intelligent enough to encompass and embrace the entire North American continent, where we go spanning from the Atlantic, from sea to the Pacific, from sea to shining sea, and we become a Pacific nation? That's right, we're a Pacific nation. Even though we're from the Atlantic to the Pacific, including the Gulf of Mexico and the Arctic Ocean. Relations are, quote, the strongest and most productive, close quote, they have been in 25 years, Clinton said. They stretch back to 1839 when the U.S. sent consular officials to the country to protect its shipping and whaling interests. The nations fought alongside each other in both world wars and in the Korean and Vietnam wars. Tells you how easily the New Zealanders are duped, huh? Closer ties. The countries intend to develop closer ties on renewable energy and natural disaster projects. Enter FEMA. in the Pacific region, according to a statement by Murray McCauley. New Zealand's, I mean, you look at this APEC, you know, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. Again, you can go on channelingreality.com, Vicki Davis's website, and find out all about APEC, APEC. But you'll find that Australia and New Zealand are part of this Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation along with the United States, but the countries intend to develop closer ties on renewable energy and natural disaster projects in the Pacific region. The accord commits, key phrase, it's a contract, it's bilateral, multilateral, bilateral, I believe. The accord commits the nations, that would be the United States and New Zealand, to regular, quote-unquote, high-level political and military talks, and say they will work together to address trade, security, and development issues through the United Nations and regional forums. Not a good deal. Good thing we found it on the news today, we would have missed this one. New Zealand and the U.S. said in the declaration they will develop commercial and trade ties and, quote, further our two nations, close quote, joint cooperation in a, excuse me, the quote extends, I'll say it again, and, quote, further our two nations' joint cooperation in addressing broader regional and global challenges such as climate change, nuclear proliferation, and extremism. What's up with that? Climate change, nuclear proliferation, and extremism. Global challenge, extremism. New Zealand was an important partner this April at the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, where Barry the Usurper led a series of discussions on limiting the spread of nuclear weapons, Clinton said. Asia-oriented? A key Obama administration objective in New Zealand is to expand mutual understanding and public diplomacy, David Hubner said, or the U.S. ambassador posted in Wellington, said in an appearance at Washington's Asia Society in October. Washington's Asia Society. Wow. Quote, the New Zealand population is increasingly seeing itself as Asia-oriented instead of Europe-oriented. You know, they have a dreadful large number of Asians in New Zealand. They really are short-sighted, not considering themselves to be Asians. Well, I guess that's what they say of the United States, too. Because at times, the United States is mistakenly lumped into the European country category instead of the Asian category as well.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metal also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. And let's go to the call and get our mystery caller right here as we go live. Good morning, caller.
Hi, it's Mark in Wisconsin. How are you doing, Will?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Hey, I was wondering if you could help me out with something. I'm starting to believe I'm a heretic. I think this global warming is a scam. Doesn't East Anglia bear that out? And aren't all the funds going to a Rothschild's front bank?
You're definitely a heretic. You might even be an extremist.
Yeah. I'm thinking all kinds of crazy stuff. Well, I'm thinking the Federal Reserve is privately owned. What's the matter with me?
Oh, I don't know. It must have been in the water. Perhaps it was your training. Maybe you need to be re-educated.
Hey, and I'm a white guy, too, and I don't even feel guilty about slavery.
Oh, no. Not another one of those self-hating white boys.
I never enslaved anybody, you know what I mean? And the Holocaust, even as a child, the first naked picture I saw of a woman was a concentration camp victim, but still that propaganda hasn't gotten to me. I still don't feel guilty about it. I didn't do it, for God's sakes.
Well, you know, now you know why they like Swedish porn.
Another thing, too, is I believe they set up Homeland Security to stop patriots from revolting against the government when they try to move to world government. What's the matter with me, Will?
Well, I think it's probably that you're completely mistaken on that one. You see, they set up the Department of Homeland Security to extract what little remains of your wealth from your pocket. And if you don't contribute money on a regular basis, they send out the people from Homeland Security to make sure that they extract it from you.
Well, didn't a guy named Shertov, which means the devil in Russian, didn't he hire a guy named Primakov and a guy named Wolf to help him set it up, and one was from the East German Stasi and one was from the KGB?
I thought he hired those guys to pin his ears to his forehead.
Here's another crazy thought I got, Will. I believe that multiculturalism is a lie. I believe it simultaneously destroys two cultures at one time, and then they install the state culture.
Well, there is only one culture. There is only one culture. We're all in this together. We're interdependent, we're interconnected, and we're interoperable.
Okay. Well, since you're on interdependence, I believe that's the opposite of independence. Isn't that weird?
It is curious, you know, but that's one of those throwbacks to the three-corner hat crowd. You know, they talk about things like independence, patriotism, national pride, those sort of things. That's just totally old school.
I know. These wacky thoughts just keep creeping into my mind, Will.
Well, I'll tell you, I would avoid the Jesuits like the plague because they have kind of a rather inquisitional bent these days, and they're not too fond of heretics. They burn them and strangle them.
Another wacky one is vaccines. I believe they actually have toxins in them. Can you believe that?
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, I think a double shot from time to time helps straighten just about anybody's hair, but I avoid them like the plague that they contain.
Okay. Well, here it is, Will. I believe I'm a gall-darn heretic.
I'd have
where
to.
Where do I pay my indulgence? Where do I go to get right, think?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I haven't noticed whether he wears a ring or not, but you might try and lick the usurper's heel. I don't know. I really don't know, you know. It's all up in the air now after the election. Maybe you'll just have to visit the boner.
Well, you're no help, Will, but have a good day. I appreciate what you do.
All right. Well, I'll try and improve my averages, and I do appreciate the call, Mark.
Goodbye.
Right, bye-bye. Well, that's exactly right. We're all heretics here. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. You just wouldn't be right in this audience if you weren't a heretic, you know, so... Yeah, there's a lot to this particular article. We could go on and on endlessly with it. Let's go over here and visit with this one instead. This is another interesting article by Jim Willey, sent to us by one of our listeners. And this is rather telling. I'm not going to go through the whole process here because it's lengthy. But you can find it at themarketoracle.co.uk. Marketoracle.co.uk. It's an article 23830.html. If you want to find it, it's imminent big bank death spiral means gold prices will rock. Rather prescient on October the 27th, Jim Willey writing. And this morning, gold up $31.50. That's kind of skyrocketing, isn't it? Well, Jim Willey writes this, the mortgage and foreclosure scandal runs so deep that ordinary observers can conclude the U.S. Financial Foundation is faced with a cancer detectable by ordinary people. In other words, it doesn't require see-through glasses. It doesn't require the Superboy's X-ray vision to see this, all right? It's now right in your face. Now, there are a lot of people who are in denial, but it's right in your face. The metastasis is visible from the distribution of mortgage bonds into the commercial paper market, money market funds, the bank balance sheets, pension funds under management, foreign central banks, and countless financial funds across the globe. Some primary features of the cancerous tissue material are mortgage bond fraud, major securities violations, absent linkage to property title, income tax evasion, forged foreclosure documents, duplicate property linkage to single mortgage bonds, the ninja, no income, no job or assets loans to unqualified buyers, and more. In fact, more is revealed, it seems, each passing week toward additional facie to high-level and systemic fraud. Right? Facts, facie. The world is watching. The growing international reaction will be amplified to demand for gold. From recognition that the U.S. dollar and the U.S. economy will have RICO racketeering components extending to Wall Street banks and Fannie Mae mortgage repositories. Heard about a RICO action coming just yesterday. Don't have all the details in front of me. It's on my notepad in the other room. But there's a lot of focus coming on now. We had this little disturbance called the midterm election, a nice distraction. There was nothing on the news this morning about the foreclosure frauds, so they've hidden it behind the new elections. They've been talking about the CFTC, a big article in there, I may even have it on the browser here, talking about the CFTC coming together. Let's see if I do have it. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. You can find it and read the article. But talking about them and the things that they're working towards, all right? The Commodities Future Trading Commission, they're coming up with all of the rules, the regulations, and they're looking for December as a key date. Maybe I should browse that up during the break. They're looking at December as a key date. I wonder if they'll bring out these new rules and regulations just after everyone else leaves Congress, after this harrowing midterm election, for their Christmas break. Maybe they'll do this one on us just like they did in 1913 when they slipped in the Federal Reserve banking system. Well, maybe. How convenient it could be. December, and they're mentioning it in the article. Interesting enough, the centerpiece question, when the U.S. bond fraud is coupled with European sovereign debt distress, it comes down to what is money? That's the perennial question. What is money? You know, we've had the authors on, Robert Rowan and Ronald P. McDonald. They own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. What is money? What is money? The power of the purse. You might get the video from Lee Rogers. The answer is gold and silver and not much of anything else. You can find that in your... Declaration and your Constitution and the Constitution of each of your several states. Gold and money. That's it.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Anyway, I wasn't able to find that Hummer, so I'm going to jump back over and look at the other one. I really did want to look at that, though, because it's an interesting article. They were talking about it this morning. I read it early this morning, an article on Bloomberg in regards to this perhaps a December surprise with the CFTC coming together with their with all of the new rules and regulations for commodities trading. Regulating the banks might come out in December looking for that. Two critical elements that have been identified, the MERS, electronic title registry system was designed to facilitate recording of property titles as associated mortgage bonds traded freely in changed ownership hands. Unfortunately, the title database has no legal standing, as declared by several state courts, including some Supreme Courts. And it just goes on, this very lengthy article by Jim Willey, a very accurate article. If the casual observer concludes that Fannie Mae mortgage bonds have no value, then that observer matches the same thought pattern of the Jackass, that would be the Golden Jackass, that's his website, and the same as an increasing number of financial experts. Drop down a little bit further in the article. The Europeans have their damaged sovereign debt, but the Americans can boast twin beasts in the U.S. Treasury bond bubble and the U.S. agency mortgage bond scam. The scam involves mortgage bond fraud from improper perfection of property title that ensures revenue stream. The scam involves security violations from the usage of the MERS title database, duplicate properties in multiple bonds and forged documents. The scam involves faulty finance vehicles with deep intractable flaws in the structure of funding the loans, whose remedy would come with a $1 trillion tax bill due. Just last weekend, the state of California demanded as part of a class action lawsuit with MERS at the center between $60 and $120 billion in unpaid property title recording fees. And it just continues. It gets worse and worse. Big banks vulnerable again. The next QE2 is a done deal. Yeah, it's a done deal. With the details missing, we got some of those details yesterday. The next TARP II bailout package is having its justification and foundation fashioned from the building blocks of need and desperation, along with the cement provided by the banking lobbies. The two initiatives will likely meld paths, in other words, come together. A disorderly condition comes. An armada of lawyers is on the job, ready to challenge mortgage securities, foreclosure orders, and much more. Class action lawsuits are on the docket. I think it'll be getting a lot of people back to work again. Unfortunately, it's going to be the legal sector, the new legal order. Very interesting stuff going down here. Lots of things going on in the sidelines, too. We had a weird amendment put on the ballot that had to do with the moving of capital, I believe, out of Denver in case of an emergency. It posed all kinds of questions in my mind. Melody Hallett writing in the chat room, the host of Truth Quest with Melody on Saturdays here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Moving the capital of Colorado out of Denver? Curious. Wow. Very interesting. Well, so there is that article. Let's jump over here. This is an interesting little blurb that I got from Vicki. Haven't had a chance to go through all of this. Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. Haven't had an opportunity to go through all of it. It's never possible, you know, at the time of day that I'm looking at the website, because she writes and includes links that sometimes in 50, 60-page documents embedded. The links below are to a contract, change order, and addendum signed by the state of Oklahoma with Capgemini for IT, intellectual technology, was that it? Information technology services for the state. This information was attained through a Freedom of Information request under the Oklahoma Open Records Law. Continuing, I'm sending this information out now because even if I find nothing else in this contract, this is a hot item that can't wait, Vicki writes. For you non-technical types, what this means is that the state of Oklahoma is giving backdoor access to all of their state data to a foreign corporation, that is Capgemini, C-A-P-G-M-I-N-I. And they're using a product that was developed and maintained in communist China. On page 21, you could read these words. To automate the collection of 16 agencies reflects an increase from the originally proposed 10 agency locations. The state of Oklahoma will provide Capgemini and BDNA resources BDNA resources, remote VPN access to the state agencies identified for automated data collection when it is available. If VPN access is not available, Capgemini and BDNA will be required to physically connect the BDNA tool behind the agency firewall. Remote access will allow the data to be collected remotely, increasing efficiency, lowering costs, and adding a level of flexibility to the collection schedule. Why are our federal and state records being outsourced to China? It's funny, isn't it? It's this old creditor-debtor relationship once again. Strategy shift moves the company's focus to enrichment of discovery data through the industry's first fully comprehensive product database. And it goes on about asset management. It's not a fight we want to fight anymore, said Golan. Instead, BDNA will focus on adding value to customers' discovery data by running it through a massive database called Technopedia that Golan described as the industry's only fully comprehensive listing of virtually every IT product in existence. Technopedia. Ever heard of that one? The database, which includes more than 800,000 data points on over 200,000 IT hardware and software products, is constantly updated by a team of researchers based in China. Among other things, Technopedia is designed to ferret out instances where enterprises may be unknowingly running multiple copies of software because the brand name has changed, the product was acquired by another vendor, or versioning systems have changed. Have you been following the Oracle versus HP lawsuit? No, not Oracle Broadcasting. Oracle, the software manufacturer. Right? Got a real problem with cooking between brewing in court between Oracle, the big Oracle, and HP. That key, as IT shops may be running afoul of licensing terms or losing out on volume discounts, if they don't know what they're running, we are trying to eliminate the sickness of IT waste, said Golan, who likens Technopedia to the Human Genome Project, under which major scientists mapped out man's genetic code. Quote, we've been assembling the building blocks of IT. So just as they're studying every facet of man, they're now, with this Technopedia, they're developing systems and software that'll be able to evaluate and assess all of the different software and hardware components in systems. Rather interesting approach. Well, we've been working our way through Carol Quigley's History of the Evolution of Civilizations, and in an introduction to historical analysis, we were working our way through this part four, stage four, of a seven-stage period or understanding of civilization. Seven stages of civilization. Mixture, number one. Gestation, number two. Expansion, number three. Age of conflict, number four. Five is universal empire. Six is decay. And seven is invasion. You know, Carol Quigley wrote more than just tragedy and hope. And this is his historical changes in civilizations as regards the age of conflict. And I'll just continue right where we left off. As a result of the imperialist wars of the age of conflict, the number of political units in the civilization is reduced. The number of political units in the civilization is reduced. You know, we had the several states, 50 of them. And then we had the federal compact, or the district of criminals, the federal union. And then that wasn't good enough. What we needed to do was to break it up into major bishoprics, which they've done for the Catholic Church. But in addition to that, we've also had the Federal Reserve Bank system, their regions, banking regions. Then we had the 10 FEMA regions. That's come in, too. And then each of the several states have been broken up into these interoperable governance units, such that we're so fragmented that we no longer really understand what kind of a government we have. But again, as a result of the imperialist wars of the age of conflict, the number of political units in the civilization is reduced. Instead of having 50 states, we've got 10 federal regions. When this occurs, we're in stage five. We're in the stage of universal empire. So we're transitioning out of stage four, the age of conflict, into the fifth stage, the stage of empire, universal empire. Just as the core area passes from stage three to stage four earlier than the peripheral area does, so the core area comes to be conquered by a single state before the whole civilization is conquered by the universal empire. Pick up that novel twist right after these words from our sponsors.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So in the example set here by Carol Quigley, we look at the difference between the core area and the peripheral area in the stage of universal empire, where the core area decays, if you will, prior to the peripheral area. Let me see if I got it right. Just as the core area passes from stage three to four earlier than the peripheral area does, so the core area comes to be conquered by a single state before the whole civilization is conquered. So we've seen a conquering and a reconquering and a conquering and a reconquering under the established two-party political system in Washington, the District of Criminals. and they have less sway the further away from they get from the Beltway. And so Barry the Usurper and the boys are all holed up there behind their ecology blocks and barbed wire, surrounded by all of their guards, but they don't dare tread in the central states. And just in the same way, when you go to conquer someone, we didn't go in and try and ferret out all of the Al-Qaeda from the sand dunes in Iraq. No, no, we went into Baghdad. And so we can only anticipate that if the United States comes under fire from abroad, maybe China, they're not going to be worrying too much about Idaho, Vicky. They're going to go right for Washington District of Criminals. Just as the core area again passes from stage 3 to stage 4 earlier than the peripheral area does, so the core area comes to be conquered by a single state before the whole civilization is conquered by the Universal Empire. In Mesopotamia, the core area was conquered by Babylonia as early as 1700 BC, but the whole civilization was not conquered by a Universal Empire until Assyria, about 725 BC, replaced by Persia about 525 BC. In classical civilization, the core area was conquered by Macedonia about 330 BC. The whole civilization was conquered by Rome about 146 BC. And you can see the progression here. Western civilization has gone from stage 3 to stage 4 three different times. The three ages of conflict are A, the period of the Hundred Years' War, say 1300 to 1430. B, the period of the Second Hundred Years' War, say 1650 to 1815. And C, the period of war crisis that began about 1900 and still continues. In each case, the core was conquered by an imperialist state. By England under Henry V, about 1420. By France under Napoleon, about 1810. And by Germany under Hitler about 1942. And Lenin and Stalin. In the first two cases, the old institution of expansion, chivalry and mercantilism. Chivalry, the feudalism, and mercantilism. We've talked a little about that when we studied Edward McNall Burns' The History of Civilization. In the first two cases, the old institution of expansion, chivalry, and mercantilism was circumvented by a new instrument of expansion, commercial capitalism and industrial capitalism. And a new period of expansion commenced. In the third case, it is too early to see what has happened, at least according to Carol Quigley at the time of writing this in 1961. It was still yet too early to see what has happened in World Wars I and II and Korea and Vietnam and elsewhere. We may be getting a new instrument of expansion. We talk about Asia-Pacific economic cooperation this morning. We may be getting a new instrument of expansion that will circumvent monopoly capitalism and bring our civilization once again into a period of expansion. Is there anything that you can think of that would circumvent monopoly capitalism? How would you break Monsanto's monopoly? How would you break up the Rockefellers' monopoly capitalism? How would you take Rupert Murdoch out of the media business, etc., and bring our civilization once again into a period of expansion? Or may we continue in the age of conflict until the whole of our civilization comes to be dominated by a single state? And here, Quigley says, probably the United States. And I would have to add, and Israel, and England, the City of London. In the imperialist wars of stage 4 of a civilization, the more peripheral states are consistently victorious over less peripheral states. So we're out there in the Afghanistan area and Pakistan and so on. In Mesopotamian civilization, the core states like Uruk, Kish, Nippur, and Lagash were conquered by more peripheral states like Akkad and Babylon. These, in turn, were conquered by the peripheral Assyria, and the whole of Western Asia was ultimately conquered by fully peripheral Persia, the Iranians. In Minoan civilization, Minoa, the core area of Crete, these are the Aegean, this is the Isles, in Minoan civilization, the core area of Crete itself seems to have been conquered by peripheral Mycenaeans. In classical civilization, the core area Ionian states, led by Athens, were conquered by the semi-peripheral Dorian states of Sparta and Thebes. And the whole Greek-speaking world was then conquered by the more peripheral Macedonia. One of the problems that we have with this myopic nation-first American education system is that we have foregone the advice of those that came before, the behaviorists and the realists and all the others, John Dewey and the bunch. We don't teach about the whole world anymore. There probably isn't one school in America below, let's say, a bachelor's or a master's degree that would even venture into this particular paragraph or two, much less try and explain it or teach about it. Time was when most people that had graduated from high school had read The Peloponnesian Wars by Thucydides. Today, you might not even get that exposure, even at a doctorate level, unless you happen to be taking a doctorate in that particular. Ultimately, the whole of classical civilization was conquered by fully peripheral Rome. In the New World, the two isolated maize civilizations, the corn people, seem to provide a similar pattern. In Mesoamerica, the core Mayan cities of the Yucatan and Guatemala seem to have been overcome by a semi-peripheral Toltecs, and these, in turn, by the fully peripheral Aztecs of highland Mexico. In the Andes region of the core area, seems to have been along the coast and in the northern highlands of Peru. These cultures were submerged by a number of more peripheral cultures, of which the most successful was the Tiahuanaco, from the southern highlands of Peru. And finally, at a late date, not a century before Pizarro, the whole Andean civilization was conquered by the fully peripheral Incas from the forbidding central highlands. And so when Carol Quigley writes, he writes intelligently. He writes from research, and he does a very good job at it. And a lot of people like to, you know, immediately condemn him for his views, but he's a very intelligent man. No doubt about that. That he supported the idea of the Council on Foreign Relations and the various secret societies is without question. But it doesn't take away from their knowledge base to go in and look at somebody like Zbigniew Brzezinski and condemn them necessarily, or call them idiots or insane. Sells somebody short that shouldn't be sold short. You know, read the grand chessboard. Anyway, continuing along here. In the New World, again, we don't need to go there. These cultures were submerged by a number of more peripheral cultures, blah, blah, blah. In the Far East and the Middle East, the same sequence can be discerned. All right, now we're coming into something a little bit more pertinent to this morning's discussion. Hillary, Billary, and Nod coming up with a new commitment for Asia. In the Far East and the Middle East, the same sequence can be discerned. The core area of the Sinic civilization was in the Huang Ho Valley. Well, we'll have to cover that sort of stuff the next time around. Be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, Here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.